ABC News, I'm Ben Thomas. Both sides agreed not to disclose substance, but a senior advisor to Russian President Vladimir Putin calls talks with President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff and son Jared Kushner on ending Moscow's war in Ukraine constructive. Still, Yuri Ushakov says so far a compromise hasn't been found. And Saga Magani reports Putin himself had a few things to say prior to the meeting.
Putin is accusing Ukraine's European allies of sabotaging peace efforts. Putin says they don't have a peace agenda and instead are on the side of war. It appears to be his latest attempt to sow discord between President Trump and Kyiv's European backers and also insulate Moscow from blame for any lack of progress. His remarks came minutes before meeting with Trump envoys in the Kremlin. Meanwhile, in Ireland, Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky said he was looking for signals that peace talks could move forward, and if they showed fair play, he might meet soon with the Americans, and says he's ready to meet again with the president. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has cited the fog of war in defending a follow-up strike on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean. He says the boat exploded in fire and he did not see any survivors in the water before leaving the room. And as for what President Trump knew,
I still haven't gotten a lot of information because I rely on Pete, but to me it was an attack.
The former president of Honduras, Juan Orlando Hernandez, has been freed from prison after receiving a pardon from President Trump. Hernandez was sentenced last year to 45 years for aiding drug traffickers. And federal authorities are preparing an immigration enforcement operation in Minnesota targeting Somali immigrants living in the U.S. unlawfully. This is AP News. It's Giving Tuesday.
Since it started as a hashtag in 2012, Giving Tuesday has become one of the biggest fundraising days of the year for nonprofits, and something Dr. Samuel Waxman, the director of the Samuel Waxman Institute for Aging and Cancer, relies on.
At one time, it was needed to fill a gap made by funding agencies such as that in the federal government and state. Now that has decreased. Philanthropic giving is no longer just filling a gap. It's required.
Those donations helped fund a life-saving cancer breakthrough.
I worked with colleagues to show that a form of acute leukemia could be treated to complete cure when it was once a fatal disease.
Dr. Waxman says it's something he's most proud of. Julie Walker, New York.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.